Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Francie Overstreet. The title of today's devotional is, I Can't, But You Can. For nothing can hinder the Lord. 1 Samuel 14:6. Jonathan had few resources. In fact, he had the second of the two swords in all of Israel and one armor bearer. His father Saul was encamped with his 600 warriors on Geba, and the Philistine garrison was across the valley, Michmash. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, "Let's go across to the outpost of those pagans. Perhaps the Lord will help us, for nothing can hinder the Lord. He can win a battle whether he has many warriors or only a few." His confident armor bearer replied, "I am completely with you." This appeared to be an impossible task, as Jonathan would climb down one cliff, cross an open area, and then climb using both hands and feet up the other cliff. They could easily be seen. This was risky at the very least, except for one thing. The Lord was accompanying them, and Jonathan trusted in Him, for the Lord will help us defeat them. Please read the rest of the story in 1 Samuel 14 to see what God did using Jonathan and his armor bearer. Have you ever faced a seemingly impossible task that you had little to no resources to accomplish, yet you trusted God for whatever the outcome would be? In the 1980s, a friend and I would often speak at schools, churches, and organizations to present the pro-life view. We were just moms, but God put a passion in us to speak about His heart for the unborn child. As I was beginning to stand to speak in response, God spoke to me that He wanted us to help these scared women and teenagers who needed an alternative to abortion, not just speak about it. An impossible task, but not for God. There were many confidants who gathered together, and alternatives was begun. Over the decades, many lives have been saved physically and spiritually. Children's lives were saved, and many women came to know the Lord as believers served them for His sake. Now, Alternatives Medical Clinic has developed into far more than ever first envisioned. You can visit the clinic if you feel God's nudge to help, or just to see what God has done. There were no resources but God. If you are ever faced with what seems impossible, may I suggest a spiritual practice called the breath prayer. Inhale on the phrase, "I can't," and exhale on the phrase, "But you can." It always reminds me that God is the resource, and I am not. I can't, but you can. Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.